You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Anyway, the Gallup people every year put out what they call the World Happiness Report, which is just a funny name anyway.
It is.
And what they try to do is rank how people in various countries, how happy they are compared to other countries. It's a quality of life type of thing. Who's happy? 5 years in a row, it's been the same country at number one, and it ain't the U.S. of A.
No, God, no.
USA came in 16th place. But, you know, there's 146 countries in this thing, so that's not bad.
Yeah.
Number 16, top 20. We're top 20. Number one for the fifth year in a row is Finland, followed by Denmark. In fact, what's interesting, they say in the top 10, five of the countries in the top 10 are Nordic countries. So you've got your Finland, your Denmark, you got your Sweden and Norway that's in there.
Yeah, they're all neighbors. What's going on over there? Why are they so happy?
I don't know. Is it just that they've got like a space heater nearby?
Finland borders Russia, doesn't it?
Yeah, I believe it does.
All right.
But they're happy in Finland and Denmark.
Well,
the Finns and the Danes.
Just walking around, big old smiles on their faces.
Towards the bottom of the list, people who are least satisfied with their lives, Afghanistan, Lebanon, and Zimbabwe.
Okay.
They're not happy. The United States, by the way, we're just below Germany and Canada. Dang.
Oh, Canada.
Canadians beat us again. I don't feel as if the jobs you and I have are boring jobs.
Not at all. Mm-mm.
I do hosting this morning show. Is the same job every day and different every day.
Correct. Yeah.
Because
there's a structure to it. It's structure.
The structure is the same.
Correct.
But the content is different every day. So it gives us something that's it's mentally stimulating for us.
Right. We just come in and our goal is to laugh and make fart jokes from time to time. So it's pretty good.
So who has the most boring job in the world? They did a study. Now, we should point out right up front, this is very subjective. It's based on what people think is the most boring job.
So this isn't us saying it. This is
no.
Other people saying
absolutely
it.
Not. It was a study that was done, and they went out and they asked people, they said, tell us the job that is the most boring job. And what they came back with is data analyst.
Oh.
Well.
Just the title of that job, you're like, bleh.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
Data analyst.
That's followed by accounting, followed by taxes or insurance.
We were talking about that last week a little bit off the air because Dom was still raving about like how well he would be as an accountant or somebody doing your taxes because you like numbers and you like detail. Yeah. And then I think I brought up, it was like, well, you're good at it, you like it, but if it's day in and day out, the numbers just keep coming. And then the amount of stress to get that right every year. If you're doing somebody's taxes, I would think it'd be pretty darn stressful. It's like you got to nail it every time for every one of your clients.
I can't argue with that.
So you might be a little stressed.
Well, then they turn around and they ask people to say, what about hobbies? What are the most boring things that you can do outside of work?
Puzzles.
No.
Sorry.
I'm
not a
puzzle
fan.
Are not even in the top 10.
Should be number one.
Puzzles are exciting.
Puzzles are boring.
They found it's kind of weird. They put sleeping as number one. That's fine. But as far as an actual activity, watching TV is up there, but also bird watching or, quote, observing animals. So basically what that means is if you are a bird watching data analyst who takes a lot of naps,
lamer.
You are officially, you're the most boring person in the world.
Of all time. Holy cow. Just give
hey,
up.
Hey, look, you do you. If watching TV, by the way, includes watching daytime television, you should know that after 31 years, they are canceling the Maury show.
Maury Povich, the father of the DNA test. Yes.
Yes, he is done. Now, first of all, the dude is 83 years old.
It's time to hang it up. I mean, the shtick has run its course.
But he is officially retiring now. They have canceled Maury. So if that's part of your,
your
daily habit, first of all, we're sorry. And secondly, we're sorry.
31 seasons, though. I can't help but get sucked into the, what are those called, paternity test?
Yeah. Who's the baby daddy?
I can't help it. If those pop up on YouTube, I'm watching it just to see if he's the father. I gotta know.
Isn't he always the father?
No. The best ones are when they find out he's not the father. And he flips out and goes running through the audience and running into the backstage. And those are the
looking
best.
For the wait, like off looking for
he's
the
looking
real
for
father?
The yeah, right.
And the chances are he's going to be there somewhere in the television
right.
studio.
Yeah. Those are the
the
best.
Cameraman got her pregnant.
Like,
is that it?
Plot twist.
Anyway, what else is trending?
Bad day to be lactose intolerant. I'm sorry, you guys. Really bad day. But a great way to kick off spring. DQ's free vanilla ice cream cone day is back, and it is today. Oh. It has been put on a bit of a hiatus the past, I know, at least 1 year, possibly two because of the Rona, but now I guess today you can wander into a DQ store and just say, hey, give me a free vanilla ice cream cone, and they will hand one over, available at most DQ locations minus the ones inside the malls. Because they would just get bombarded. So that's going on today. Maybe I can take the kids over there and do that. Although I feel bad. I can't just walk in and say, give me three free ice cream cones. I'd still have to buy something, you know.
Is this one of those things where you can make a donation to some
probably. I didn't see that on this article, but at least buy something else. Get a hot dog while you're in there. My parents owned a Dairy Queen for a long time. Buy a hot dog, okay? Help support a little small business. Pancakes trending today. Nationwide recall has been issued for pancake mix sold at Walmart due to possible contamination of foreign matter. I'll tell you what that is here in a second. This is the second recall of pancake mix within the past couple weeks. Another one was under the Kroger umbrella of pancake mix.
What's going on with pancake mix?
The foreign matter is fragments of some sort of cable that was used to clear the processing line. So I don't know if it was a rubber cable, a metal cable. Some sort of cable was used to clear excess pancake mix. And somehow it got chopped up and put in all these little boxes of mix.
Oh.
Chip a tooth on
pancakes,
that.
Huh?
So, of course, if you want all the deets, they've got, you know, the numbers that you should be looking for on the boxes and the manufacturer dates, all that. Just do a quick Google search for pancake mix recall this morning.
Can I just
sure
say
can
something
it.
About this?
What's
I
that?
Know it's quick and speedy, but homemade pancakes.
Nah, ain't nobody got time for that.
Nothing beats
ain't
those.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
You know, Gretchen posted on her Gretchen Food thing one time her pancake recipe, and yeah. I don't... the people came out of the woodwork raving about it. Yeah. It doesn't take that long.
Yeah, but there's a, you know, if you're a parent and you're getting your kids ready for school in the morning, you're just opening up a box of pancake mix.
Well, I thought pancakes were a weekend thing.
Nah, I know Knickknacks made them in the morning before school. Kodiak cakes, let me tell you, that's where it's at. The Kodiak cake mix. Highly recommend it. We hear about this every year. I guess it's a thing. The story says it's not, actually. March Madness is supposed to be the best time of year for the guys to go in and get the big V, the vasectomy, because it's their excuse to get it done and then lay on the couch with a bag of peas and watch all the basketball. Well, they say that this is just a myth. Something called the Kansas City Star, which I guess would be some sort of goofy newspaper, just talked to a doctor who claims it's not a real thing. He's a urologist, has been doing it for years. He says it's just kind of a fake trend. It's just kind of something fun to talk about.
Well, from what I understand, it was one guy who does the procedure about 10 years ago told everybody this idea, and that's when it spread like wildfire. It was almost like a marketing thing.
Sure.
Kind of like breakfast is the most important meal of the day nonsense.
Yeah.
That was just marketing. This is also marketing for urologists.
Right. It was one news story that kind of gained traction, it sounds like. So it is essentially a myth. They say really the best time of year when all the guys are mostly going in is towards the end of the year because your insurance, you know, you want to get in before your insurance rolls over.
Well, people have run up their deductible.
Deductible, yeah. So, anyway, listen, here's the myth, ladies. I've had the procedure done. Don't let your guys milk it. It's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. It was so easy. I was down and out for maybe, I don't know, a couple hours, 2-3 hours, sitting there.
But every guy's
nothing.
Different.
Yeah, I've talked to multiple guys.
You know, your
guys.
Mileage may vary.
Yeah, I've talked to multiple guys. They're like, it was nothing. I always make the joke that I went horseback riding the day after. It really is not that big a deal. All right, what else is trending? You did the happiest country. It's really not. I wish you would just go get it done. Quit being so scared. It was like nothing.
I'm not going to get that.
The worst part about it was the awkward conversation with the doctor doing it, and then the awkward conversation with the nurse standing there looking over things. You're like, you know, the whole, well, what do you do? And you're like, ah, God, here we go.
Make up something.
In my position, yeah, I had to make up something.
Say, I'm a stuntman.
Real quick, here's your Fat America. I got to try this. Cinnamon Toast Crunch Spread is coming out now. It comes in a jar, looks like peanut butter, but it tastes like the Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal. You can rub it on your toast or fruit or use it as a dessert topping or rub it on D's nuts. I don't know, for your vasectomy.
Exactly.
That's coming out. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this real estate listing, bro. It's really kind of fun today. So this person selling their home is really into Friends, and it's a house in Houston. It's about a 2,000 square foot home, but it's completely decorated in the style of the Friends TV show. Everything from the furniture to the cabinets to the color schemes, all a tribute to Friends, and it's actually really well done. If you want it, it's $330,000, so fork it out. Check it out. But what?
But you'd have to live in Houston.
Yeah, there is that. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.